Everything down in Charlie's bar.
Who told you I was in Charlie's bar?
You did. The minute you said, "Hey, Weezy."
You never guess what I picked up today.
If it's catching, don't bring it in here.
It's a riddle I can win bets with.
It cost me a buck, but it was worth it. See if you can figure this one out. Now, these two dudes live next door to each other, see? Now, one dude raises chickens and the other dude hates chickens.
What kind of chickens? Leghorns or Rhode Island Reds?
What difference does that make?
Lots. My mother used to say Rhode Island Reds were fatter because they didn't have to walk as far to get to New York. That was one of our family jokes, George. Mother used to
say... Look, you gonna let me finish my riddle or not?
I'm listening, aren't I?
Well, try listening with your mouth closed. Okay, now. So one day, this rooster breaks over to the yard. The guy who hates chickens and lays an egg. So,
what color is the egg? White or brown?
What difference does the color make? White or brown? One color is just as good as the other.
Just remember that the next time the Willis has come down.
Wheezy.
I'm sorry, George. I'm just trying to get the facts.
I'm giving you all the facts you need. Now. Even though he don't raise chickens, the chicken hater claims that the egg is his because it's laid in his yard. Now, the big question is, who owns the egg?
Would you repeat that?
I ain't telling it again.
All right. The man who raises the chickens.
Wrong. There ain't no egg.
But you said...
I said a rooster went into the yard. Roosters don't lay eggs. Ha!
If you paid a dollar for that riddle, then you just laid an egg.
Oh, yeah, well, you didn't get it. And neither will Florence. Watch.
Careful, George. She won all the other bets.
Oh, that's because you're just lucky, that's all. This time I'm going to nail her. Hey, Florence.
Hi.
Mmm, dinner sure smells good.
It'll smell even better after I start cooking it. All you smell so far is raw potatoes.
Well, I never smelled raw potatoes. It smelled better.
What you up to?
Nothing. I just came to see how you were. Oh, by the way, I heard a good riddle today. You never get this one.
I bet you I can.
Okay, $5 says you won't.
$5? Ain't that a little high?
Were you scared?
Not as long as I'm still playing with your money, I ain't. You got yourself a bet.
Okay, now. These two dudes live next door to each other. See, now one raises chickens, the other one hates chickens. So one day, rooster breaks through the fence and goes into the yard. The guy hates chickens and lays an egg. Now, the guy who hates chickens claims the egg is his because it was laid in his yard. Now, the big question is, who owns the egg?
That's a hard one. Yeah, I don't know whose egg that is.
Tough toenails.
Because where I come from, roosters don't lay no egg.
Whoa. Oh, woman, you ain't so slick.
Well, at least you stumped me, George. One out of two ain't bad.
That Florence got a personality problem. No wonder people don't like her.
What people?
Me.
Oh, George, you're impossible. I'm going up to see Helen. Oh, Florence, you can put the dinner on now. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Why do you have to go out now?
I hate hanging around a loser.
So long, Pop.
Wait a minute, Lionel. What's the big hurry?
I'm having dinner with some of the guys I work with.
Oh, nice bunch of dudes, huh?
Oh, the best, Pop. And really bright, too. Phi Beta Kappa, PhD.
Hey, I'd like to meet him. Why don't you ask him up here for a drink sometime?
I will.
Okay, how about tonight?
Not tonight, Pop, but maybe some other time, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Needy bucks?
Pop, I'm working now, remember?
Then how about lending me a couple? Oh, one more thing, Lionel.
What is it, Pop?
I just want to tell you how I'm really proud of you, son. I mean, the way you're hanging around with all these heavy dudes, and I never even went to college.
I know, Pop.
Matter of fact, I dropped out of high
school. Pop, I've really got to go now.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have that great head on your shoulders.
Didn't Mom have a little to do with that?
Nope, because I'm the one who had to do the punishing when you was bad. And I never hit you in the head. Only on the back.
All right.
Got any more riddles, Mr. Jefferson?
Oh, you just lucky, that's all.
No, I ain't. I knew the answer all the time.
How?
It was printed on my bubblegum wrapper.
You see how you cheated?
Mr. Jefferson, I was wondering if you could cash a small check for me.
Not now, Billy. I'm busy. But I'll have everything straightened out in a minute, and then I'll cash your check.
Ah.
Do you have a good watch?
For collateral?
In 60 seconds, exactly 60 seconds, ring the doorbell, okay?
Roger. But would it be presumptuous of me to inquire why?
Start counting. Oh, Florence, my dear.
Yeah?
Oh, Florence, I just wanted to apologize to you.
Is this for something you did or something you're gonna do?
No, honest. Look, I've been under a lot of stress lately, but I shouldn't take it out on you.
That's right. You sure shouldn't.
So I'm sorry. You know, I admire you.
Watch yourself.
Not that way. I mean, because you're so lucky. I have never in my life seen anybody with so much pure luck as you. I bet you could close your eyes right now and think real hard and guess who's going to be the next person to come in through that door.
I don't know. I guess I could. I got as good a chance as anybody else.
Better, because you're so lucky. Huh. Hey, want to try?
You mean bet on who's the next one to come through that door?
Yeah, for $10.
And I get to pick first. Anybody I want.
Whoever you want.
All right, in that case, I pick Miss Jefferson. You sure was dumb to let me pick first. I heard Miss Jefferson say she'd be back in a couple of minutes.
Damn! Why, where in my big mouth? Oh, the bet's off.
Honey, a bet's a bet.
Well, since I'm gonna lose anyway, it don't matter who I pick. So I'll pick, Bentley.
How are you, Mr. Bentley?
Just fine, Mrs. J. After you.
Oh, thank you.
Weezy, what you doing here?
I live here, remember?
Don't you ever do that again.
Say goodbye.
Harumph. Mr. J, I rang the bell at 60 seconds on the nose. Now will you cash my check? It's only $20.
Here.
Thank you. You sure it's all right?
If I run short, I'll go to Florence, the Bank of Harlem.
Did you lose another bet to Florence?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, never mind. Jenny gave me something that will cheer you up.
What's that?
It's a little newsletter Lionel's company puts out. There's a story in it about their new employees. Look what they said about Lionel.
Hey, ain't that something? One of our brighter young engineers, Lionel Jefferson, imagine that, Weezy.
Doesn't it make you feel proud?
Yeah. Jefferson's father is the well-known businessman George Jefferson, president of Jefferson Cleaners. Hey, he gave me a little free advertising. Mr. Jefferson is a graduate cum laude of Harvard Business School. That ain't true. I never went to college.
Let me see that. I didn't read that far.
Oh, Weezy, why would Lionel put me down like that?
Saying you went to Harvard is putting you down?
He lied about me.
Well, it's just a mistake. Lionel wouldn't do a thing like that.
Oh, no? Now, how come he showed it to Jenny and didn't show it to us?
Well, he just happened to show it to her first. I'm sure he was going to bring...
No, he was trying to hide it from me because he didn't want me to read it.
Why?
Because if I read it, I'd find out.
Find out what?
Don't you get it, Weezy? My own son is ashamed of me.
George, you are wrong. Lionel is not ashamed of you.
Yes, he is. Can't you read? He's ashamed because his father didn't go to college and get one of them cum laudies. I wouldn't even know what a cum laudie was if it bit me on the leg.
It's cum laude, George, and I think it means with honors.
See? I'm so dumb, I thought cum laude was a gospel song.
George, you are not dumb.
He don't even want me to meet his buddies because he's afraid I'll embarrass him.
I take it back. You are dumb.
Weezy, I know what he's thinking. He's moving in real fancy company now. And if they find out his father didn't go to college, they'll look down on him. That's why he ducked out on me today.
You're imagining things. What have you got to be ashamed of?
I keep telling you, I didn't finish high school.
Only because you had to quit school to support your mother.
Yeah. I bet you I could have graduated high school.
Sure you could.
And if I had me for a father, I'd have graduated college.
That's right.
I'd have got me a cum laude, a go laude, and a come back again laude.
And of course you wouldn't have gone around boasting about it.
No, only to Lionel's friends. Trouble is, it's too late for that now. There's no way I can prove it to him.
It wouldn't make any difference to Lionel, even if you got yourself a high school diploma right now.
Now, that's ridiculous. How am I going to do that?
You could take an equivalency test.
A what?
I was reading about it in the paper. They've got tests for adults who want to get their diplomas.
Hey, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the test. Weezy.
Oh, boy, I should have kept my big mouth shut.
No, you shouldn't, because once a year you say stuff that's smart.
You're not serious about taking one of those tests, are you?
Trying. That way I can prove to Lionel what I could have done. Don't tell him I'm taking the test. And don't you say nothing about it, neither.
That'll be easy, because I don't know what you're talking about.
George is going to take a test for his high school diploma.
Oh, and then he's going to grow up.
He's trying to prove something to Lionel.
Oh, he can't pass that test. It's tough enough, even for folks who know the difference between a hen and a rooster.
Look, I could have got me a high school diploma when I was a kid, and I can get me one now.
Oh, yeah? You want to put your money where your brains is, honey?
$20 says I can. Put up or shut up. This is one bet I know I can't lose.
You'll never learn.
Who's going to hold a bet?
Oh, I trust you. Like I said, just put your money where your brains is, in your back pocket.
Beating my brains out trying to learn this junk.
Sure, what do you want?
Stop cracking your knuckle.
I'm not cracking my knuckles, I'm cracking walnuts.
Then don't.
Well, how am I gonna eat them?
If you love me, you'd eat them with the shells on them.
I'm sorry, George.
Look, just hold it down, okay? These math problems are murder. What the hell was that?
I beg your pardon?
You cracking nuts again?
Do I look like I'm cracking nuts?
Come over here and help me crack this. Listen. If Jane bought three blouses at $1.98 each, which were on sale at 30% off, and Sally spent twice as much buying five blouses at the regular price, how much...
Don't ask me that, George. Those problems always gave me a headache when I was in school. I'll get that.
I don't want nobody to see me studying. Whoever it is, get rid of them. And do it quietly.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, girl.
Hi, Tom. Helen.
We're on our way to that new Chinese restaurant. We thought you might like to join us.
Well,
is something wrong?
It's George.
What's he up to now?
I can't tell you, but I think you'd better go.
Where is he?
In the kitchen.
What's he doing?
Cracking walnuts.
That's a switch. I always thought George was the nut who was cracked.
That's not fair, Helen. George is doing something that's very hard for him.
Doesn't he have a nutcracker?
He's very touchy right now. And you know the effect you two have on him sometimes.
Okay, girl. We'll leave quietly.
Oh, I knew you'd understand. Well, well!
If it ain't the Willises! That's what I heard y'all out here. Well, don't just stand and Weezy invite our friends in.
Huh?
You know, it's a shame. Y'all live so close by, and we never hardly ever see y'all. And we're neighbors. And neighbors are supposed to keep talking. Like I was just telling Weezy a few minutes ago, how come we don't see more of Tom and Helen? Wasn't that Weezy?
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Well, George, what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
It's strange you should ask that. I was just thinking. If Jane bought three at $1.98 each.
Who's Jane?
Did I say Jane? Oh, I didn't mean Jane. I meant Weezy.
Where'd you find blouses for $1.98?
I didn't buy any blouses. George was
Look, you
just...
stay out of this, Weezy. This doesn't concern you. So now she bought these blouses at $1.98 each, which were on sale at 30% off.
This is what you were thinking about in the kitchen?
Yeah, it's quieter in there.
It would have to be.
George.
Hush up! Would you let me finish telling you what I got to say? Anyway, Sally paid twice as much for five blouses at
Who's
the
Sally?
Sally, that's Weezy's sister.
Girl, I didn't know you had a sister named Sally.
I don't.
And where's this store that Jane's buying blouses for $1.98?
You mean Weezy.
Well, whoever, where's the store?
How should I know? I ain't the one buying the blouses.
George, they're entitled to some answers.
I'm the one that needs the answers. All I got is questions.
Why are you yelling at Louise? I think she's perfectly wonderful saving you money like that.
Look, if you're not going to cooperate, why'd you come over here?
To invite you to dinner.
See, that's your trouble, Willis. You're always thinking about your stomach. There's two things I can't stand. It's greedy, selfish neighbors.
Oh, hi, everybody. What's happening?
Don't ask.
I'll talk to you later. Where you going, Lionel?
Oh, to the kitchen. Mom, is any of that potato pie left?
Don't go in the kitchen. Your father's in there.
Well, that's okay, Ma. You can have some pie, too.
He's in there studying, and he doesn't want you to know.
What's he studying? Playboy?
He's studying for his high school diploma.
Huh? Why?
Well, now, don't laugh. He's got the crazy notion that you're ashamed of him. You're not laughing.
You know, I don't think I'm really hungry. Maybe I'll just catch up on my books.
Lionel, it is crazy, isn't it?
No, it's not crazy.
You're ashamed of your father?
I'm ashamed of me. I guess you saw the newsletter, huh?
Yes, I borrowed it from Jenny.
Oh. My... My, the reporter... Well, the reporter from the newsletter interviewed me along with the other new guys at the same time. He asked them all what colleges their dads went to. Well, Ma, they're all Phi Beta Kappas, PhDs, stuff like that. Well, so when he asked me when my father graduated, then I told him Harvard. It just slipped out.
And you lied just like that?
I told myself I was doing it for Pop's sake.
How?
Well, you know, making him look as good as any of the others. Yeah, I know that wasn't really it. I was doing it for my sake. For one split second, I was really ashamed of him.
Just for one split second?
Yeah.
So how come you didn't want him to meet your new buddies the other day? Were you afraid he would embarrass you?
Oh, no. See, I was afraid they would tell him about the story in the newsletter. Well, not that it matters. He found out anyway. Oh, Ma, what am I going to do?
You are going in there and straighten things out. He's knocking his brains out, so you'll be proud of him.
Well, I am proud of him.
Then tell him so.
Hi, Pop. Lionel, who let you in?
I have my own key, remember? Would you like some potato pie?
No thanks.
What you doing in the kitchen?
Nothing, I was just thinking.
Oh. You know, I've been doing some thinking, too. You know those guys from work I was telling you about?
Oh, your new buddies, yeah.
Well, we're going out again on Friday night.
That's nice.
I thought I'd ask them up here first for a drink. You know, to meet you and Mom.
Say what? You want them to meet me?
Well, sure I do. You're my dad, and I'm proud of you.
You are?
Oh, you better believe it. Hey, what's this?
Oh, that's just something I was studying.
What for?
I was thinking about taking my high school test, you know, for the high school diploma, which I didn't get.
Are you jiving? Now, what would a guy with your smarts need a diploma to prove how clever he is? Man, you've already proved it where it counts.
You think so?
I know so. You know most of those college dudes couldn't do half of what you've done?
That's true.
I mean, you know, go on studying if you want to, but I think it's a waste of time.
So do I. No more jokes about me going to Harvard, okay?
No more jokes. I promise, Pop.
Hey, all right. Please, I ain't gotta take the test no more.
You don't? Why not?
Because Lionel's bringing his buddies up here.
He is?
Mm-hmm. And like he was saying, I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. So ain't no reason for me to take the examination. Well, back to the damn books.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.